This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado Springs artist is continuing his fight to copyright a digital painting he created with AI. Jason M. Allen sued the U.S. Copyright Office today, trying to overturn its decision to deny registration for his digital artwork. The piece originally sparked controversy after it was awarded top honors at the Colorado State Fair in 2022. The Copyright Office found the artwork did not have human authorship, but Allen argues he worked with the AI image generator Midjourney to create dozens of iterations over many hours to reach the final artwork. New federal legislation would clear the way for the EPA to move to more effectively pay people harmed by the 2015 Gold Kid mine spill in southern Colorado. Current law doesn't allow the EPA to fully pay for outstanding claims from businesses and residents. Matt Salka is the chair of the La Plata County Board of Commissioners.
These rafting businesses were closed. People were laid off. Owners were not able to pay their bills. And so I'm very hopeful for this to be able to help with this huge impact that they had here about 10 years ago.
The new bill was filed yesterday by Colorado Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett. It would give the EPA the right to make payouts for different disruptions that occurred up to 2 years after the spill. And an experienced climber visiting from New York fell to his death yesterday while climbing a 14er in southwestern Colorado. The San Miguel County Sheriff's Office says the 53-year-old was hiking alone on Wilson Peak near Telluride when he fell between 300 and 400 feet, suffering a fatal head injury. KREX-TV reports the man had climbed 26 mountain peaks in Colorado. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.